Hello and welcome to English with Justino. These are stories and discussions designed for you to learn English vocabulary, expressions, culture, and maybe even some grammar along the way. These are designed for those already speaking English at an intermediate or advanced level. The idea here is to listen, read, and learn from a native English speaker in a natural way, the way you first learned your native language, by hearing it. Okay, forward we go. Alice's Wonderland Adventures, Final Chapter, Lesson 1. After the Cheshire Cat disappeared, the whole procession went to court to settle a dispute they were having. The King and Queen of Hearts were seated on their thrones when Alice arrived, with a great crowd assembled around them. All kinds of birds and beasts, as well as a whole pack of cards. The Jack of Hearts was standing before them, in chains, with a soldier on each side to guard him. Who was seated on thrones? The King and Queen of Hearts were seated on thrones. Who was assembled around the King and Queen? All kinds of birds and beasts, as well as a whole pack of cards. Who was standing in chains? The Jack of Hearts was standing in chains, with soldiers on both sides of him. The White Rabbit stood near the king with a trumpet in one hand and a scroll of parchment paper in the other. In the very middle of the court was a table with a large dish of tarts upon it. They looked good and made Alice hungry to look at them. Was the White Rabbit standing far away from the king? No, the White Rabbit was standing near the king. What did the White Rabbit have in his hands? The White Rabbit had a trumpet in one hand and a scroll of parchment paper in the other. What was on the table in the very middle of the court? A large dish of tarts was on the table in the middle of the court, and they made Alice hungry. I wish they would get this trial done, Alice thought, and hand out the refreshments. But there seemed to be no chance of this, so she began looking at everything around her to pass the time. What did Alice wish for? Alice wished, or hoped, that they would get the trial done fast. Why? Because the tarts made Alice hungry, and she wanted them to hand out the refreshments. Alice had never been in a court of justice before, but she had read about them in books, and she was pleased to find that she knew the name of nearly everything there. That's the judge, she said to herself, because of his great wig. Did Alice know some things about a court of justice? Yes, she knew a few things because she read about them in books. How did she know who the judge was? She knew the judge because he wore a gray wig. The judge was the king, and he wore his crown over the wig and did not look comfortable. And that's the jury, thought Alice. And those 12 creatures, I suppose they are the jurors. Did the king look comfortable with his wig and crown on top? No, the king did not look comfortable. Who was on the jury? The jury was made up of 12 creatures, or animals. Then the White Rabbit cried out, "Silence in the court!" And the king put on his glasses and looked around trying to find out who was talking. Then the king said out loud, "Read out the accusation." What did the White Rabbit want? The White Rabbit wanted silence in the court. Did the king put on his hat to leave the room? No, the king put on his glasses to see who was talking. Did the king then ask to hear the accusation? Yes, the king wanted to hear the accusation, or the charges against the accused. This is the reason for everyone being in the court. On this, the White Rabbit blew 3 blasts on the trumpet and unrolled the parchment scroll and read as follows. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts. The Jack of Hearts, he stole those tarts. Was the Jack of Hearts accused of stealing the Queen's tarts? Yes. This is why everyone is in court, because the Jack of Hearts stole the Queen's tarts. "Consider your verdict," the queen said to the jury. "Not yet, not yet," the rabbit hastily interrupted. there's a great deal to consider before the jury decides. Did the king want to settle the trial right now, without doing anything more? Yes, the king wanted to hear the verdict from the jury before anything else. What did the White Rabbit do? He interrupted the king and said there is a lot more to do first. Call the first witness, said the king, and the White Rabbit blew three more blasts on the trumpet and called out, First witness! The first witness was the Hatter. He came in with a teacup in one hand and a piece of bread and butter in the other. I beg pardon, Your Majesty, he began, for bringing these in, but I had not quite finished my tea when I was sent for. Who was the first witness? The Hatter was the first witness. What did the Hatter have with him when he arrived? The Hatter had a teacup in one hand and a piece of bread and butter in the other. You should have finished, said the king. Take off your hat, the king said to the Hatter. It isn't mine, said the Hatter. Stolen, the king exclaimed, turning to the jury, who instantly made a note of this fact. I keep them to sell, the Hatter asked, as an explanation. I have none of my own. I'm a Hatter. Here, the queen put on her spectacles and began staring at the Hatter. He turned pale and fidgeted nervously. Give your evidence, said the king, and don't be so nervous, or I'll have you executed on the spot. Did the Hatter answer the king's questions honestly? Well, sort of. He answered the king's questions literally. He was answering like the Hatter would. Just at this moment, Alice felt a very strange sensation, which confused her until she figured out what it was. She was beginning to grow larger again. She thought at first she would get up and leave the court, but decided to stay where she was as long as there was room for her. What was happening to Alice? Alice was starting to grow back to her normal size again. I wish she wouldn't squeeze so, said the Dormouse, who was sitting next to her. I can hardly breathe. I can't help it, said Alice. I'm growing. All this time, the queen had never stopped staring at the Hatter. Give your evidence, the king repeated angrily to the Hatter, or I'll have you executed, whether you are nervous or not. The miserable Hatter dropped his teacup and bread and butter and went down on a knee. I'm a poor man, Your Majesty, he began. You're a very poor speaker, said the king. You may go, said the king, and the Hatter hurriedly left the court, without even waiting to put his shoes on, which he had oddly taken off. Take his head off outside, the queen added to one of the officers, but the Hatter was out of sight before the officer could get to the door. Did the king allow the Hatter to leave after he begged on one knee? Yes, the king allowed the Hatter to leave, and he rushed off. Did the queen order him executed as he left? Yes, the queen ordered the Hatter to be executed, but he left before the officer could even get to the door. Call the next witness, said the king. Alice watched the White Rabbit as he fumbled over the list. She was feeling very curious to see what the next witness would be like. They don't have much evidence yet, she said to herself. Then, she was very surprised when the White Rabbit read out, at the top of his little voice, the name Alice. Who was the next witness going to be? Alice was the next witness. Summary. Alice arrives at the courtroom with the King and Queen of Hearts sitting on thrones. The court was filled with creatures and cards in order to determine if the Jack of Hearts had stolen the Queen's tarts or not. They called the Hatter as the first witness, and he showed up like he was still at the tea party. The Hatter answered the King's questions in a way that only the Hatter could answer, and then he was dismissed. Meanwhile, Alice realized she was growing larger, back to her normal size again. She thought she should leave, but was curious who the next witness was going to be, so she stayed in her seat. Surprisingly, the White Rabbit then called Alice to be the next witness.